cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Debunk rumor, that's in quotes, validated by Giuliani. FEMA in New York City prior to 9/11 for Project Tripod terror drill. And the deputy head of FEMA had said that on television, national television, and then people said, well, don't focus on that. It was a mistake. Just don't talk about it. But now Giuliani slipped up in testimony and admitted it, and the government pulled the transcript, but we have the audio of it. So we'll be getting into that as well. Just a ton of news, but I'm told that Jerry in Colorado disagrees with me. So I talked to him during the last little break, and I said, what do you disagree with? Because I wanted to find out. And he was saying, you know, last hour I talked about just this mindlessness of the neocons going, let's nuke Fallujah, kill everybody, you know, just this sick mindset of people in easy chairs drinking beer who want to start World War III. So what do you disagree with, Jerry?
Well, morally, I agree with you completely on that issue. But when you said you don't support that, I would point out that, like myself and millions of others who don't morally support those policies, that we do support it practically by paying our taxes.
And okay, so you don't really disagree. You're just making a little psychological point.
Well, actually, there are a couple of other things I do disagree on.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, And this was actually a while back on a show where you said, like a lot of people say, that we're totally doomed if we give up our guns. You know, if the gun confiscation comes, that's the last straw. We absolutely can't ever allow that to happen.
Yes.
And in a way, I agree with that. But in another way, I disagree, because guns they're just a tool like any other weapon. They're an extension of the will, and without
we're not doomed. I mean, we can take over with butter knives.
Right. Without the will to use them, the tools are useless.
And I agree with you again there. So I don't see the disagreement. Okay. I'm saying that if we morally let them have the guns, that's why we're cooked.
Okay. Well, then the third point, and I know you've forgotten more about American history than I'll ever know. So please correct me.
Oh no, I make mistakes all the time. What's up?
Well, I've just got a very vague understanding of some of these incidents, but you were saying that you think there's been a huge change in the American psyche to where people now aren't averse to horrible atrocities.
Well, certainly there have been horrible atrocities, but it was always to the minority or to a select group, and the general public didn't think torture and rape and murder was good. I mean, obviously, we've gotten less moral. I mean, we have there's dozens of video games now where you rape people. We certainly are the most decadent country in modern history.
Well, I would agree with that. But tell me about what's your opinion of some of these Sherman's March to the Sea. You know, there was widespread rape and murder and plunder.
Yeah, no, I mean, we got tombstones at family cemeteries that say killed by Northern troops. When hotel was burned, you know, women, you know, in the family Bible, women raped and killed. And then, it was horrible, but a lot of that stuff's gone on.
Sure, the Sand Creek Massacre, the Death March, the Trail of Tears. I don't remember the town, but there was a whole town burned down and lots of black people killed by rampaging racists.
Yeah, the more things change, the more they stay the same. And we've forgotten history. But I'm saying it's waxing bigger and worse than ever. They're setting it up on a mechanized scale never before seen anywhere.
Well, I would agree with that.
All right.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. That's the kind of calls we get to disagree, just on just on, I guess, presentation or total worldview. People don't call in and say, oh, I love the UN, or they don't call in and say, I think we should turn our guns in. You know, I'd love to get those type of calls. I occasionally get those emails. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, a few months ago, I got a little bit better at this. We were taking 40, 50 calls a broadcast. I've gotten back down to about 20 calls just because I, you know, belabor things with each caller and... I want to try to shift back to that, so when we do go back to your calls here in a few minutes, just have your question or comment or point ready, and we're going to move on, because I want to get more people on. So many folks say they try time and time again to get in, but the phones are always busy, and I want to open up some space for people. So when you hear a caller hang up, when we finish a call, that's your cue to try to call in at 1-800-259-9231. Let me go ahead and get into a big news story that's really important. On PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, in the 9/11 archive sections, and some stuff is in one archive that isn't in another archive. The PrisonPlanet.com one is the most up-to-date, and you can go to our FEMA in New York prior to 9/11 attack section. Bunch of articles there in that huge 600-plus article archive. And we need to go ahead and expand that archive. There's probably been 20, 30 big developments in the last month or two that need to be added to that section. But right after 9/11, people went, you know, on ABC Nightly News, and it was also carried on NBC, his comments were, the deputy director of FEMA, and I have a tape of it, got up on television and said, well, we were here September 10th, and so we were all ready on September 11th. People went, excuse me? And then all these 9/11 researchers you can trust came out and said, ignore it, leave it alone, don't touch it, don't investigate it, just ignore it. And I said, well, I mean, I mean, it could have been a slip of the tongue, but I have to investigate this. And I found out that firefighters said there was some weird drill going on for the week before the building being evacuated, drug-sniffing dogs being pulled out. More news confirming that just came out yesterday, by the way. But we got the first news almost 3 years ago, right after it happened. You know, all this stuff happening, the CIA running a drill of flying hijacked planes in the World Trade Center and Pentagon on that morning, and that was used as a NORAD stand-down smokescreen. It's just a drill, man, just a drill. But wait, that building's smoking. Well, get a hold of the president. We can't. They just changed the rule 3 months ago to where a general or admiral can't order shoot-downs. Only Donald Rumsfeld can. He took the power to himself. What are we going to do? We can't get to the president. None of our people are on the ground, and he's sitting there reading a little goat story, conveniently. But, boy, I tell you, the people out there that tried to say that, just ignore what the deputy FEMA director said, I mean, they got some egg on their faces. And it says, long debunked, quote, rumor validated by Giuliani, FEMA in New York City prior to 9/11 for Project Tripod Terror Drill, scheduled for 9/12. As of this writing, the transcript of former New York City Mayor Giuliani's testimony to the 9/11 Commission during the May 18th, 19th, 2004 hearings in New York is the only transcript of the hearing omitted from the Commission website, www.9-11commission.gov. Did Rudy say something wrong? In case you missed it live, you can listen to his testimony in full at the WNYC radio website. And then it's www.wnyc.org/news/articles. Just go to prisonplanet.tv or com. You can link through to this. As Giuliani recounts his experience on the day of 9/11 and the evolving location of the emergency command center that morning, you might want to pay special attention to what he says at the end of the prepared statement. Quote, the reason Pier 92 was selected as a command center was because on the next day, on September 12th, Pier 92 was going to have a drill. It had hundreds of people here from FEMA, from the federal government, and from the state, and from the State Emergency Management Office. And they were getting ready for a drill for biochemical attack. So that was going to be the place they were going to have the drill. The equipment was ready here, so we were able to establish a command center there within 3 days. That was 2.5 to 3 times bigger than the command center that we had lost at WTC-7. Folks, they were already setting up a command center because they knew they were going to destroy the FEMA/CIA/FBI state command center that was in Building 7. Continuing, this is his testimony. And it was from there that the rest of the search and rescue effort was completed. Now, Tom Kennedy... had come out and said later, oh, that was a mistake. There wasn't a drill. I misspoke. And now we have this caught in a lie. I mean, what is going on here, people? Readers may remember that on the days immediately after 9/11, there was a nasty little rumor running around the Internet. FEMA had arrived in New York City on Monday, September 10th, thus implying foreknowledge of the disaster. The source of the rumor was a September 13, 2001 interview between CBS News anchor Dan Rather and Tom Kennedy. He said it that night, too, on ABC. Later corrected by Kenny of FEMA National Urban Search and Rescue. So they tried to change his name in the records. Here is a transcript of the brief interview. Rather, Kennedy, a rescue worker with the National Urban Search and Rescue, is part of FEMA. Yeah, deputy director. Kennedy, we're currently one of the first teams that was deployed to support the city of New York for this disaster. We arrived late Monday night and went into action on Tuesday morning, and not until Monday did we get a full opportunity to work the entire site. And we've got that audio clip somewhere on the website. Scott, will you call Paul Watson and ask him to email you that link or post it on the main page in this article? I want to play that if we can get it. Instead of just saying, quote, we're currently one of the first teams that was deployed to support the city of New York for this disaster. We arrived on late Monday night and went into action on Tuesday morning. By the way, folks, again, this was on CBS, as they say, was on NBC, and it was on ABC, because I've got tapes of the ABC one. The rumors were subsequently ravaged online. Chat rooms and 9/11 websites officially denied by FEMA. In a November 15, 2001, WorldNet Daily piece titled FEMA, No Prior Knowledge of 9/11, agency dispels net rumor, says team didn't arrive in New York City till September 10th, John Daugherty wrote. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has said it did not have urban search and rescue teams in place. Funny, I've talked to firefighters who said they did. In New York City prior to September 11th, the attacks, contrary to an internet-based rumor alleging otherwise. You mean from what he said on national TV? In the interview, Kenny misspoke when he said he and his team arrived in New York City and were finally on the ground and deployed by Monday night. If accurate, that would have meant the team arrived September 10th, the night before the attacks. According to a spokesman of the office of Vito Pisa, who works for FEMA's Federal Coordination Office, a total of 16 teams were put on alert or activated September 11th. Two of those teams were sent to Ground Zero the next day, September 12th. FEMA officials said Kenny, in the heat of the moment, misstated his team's arrival date. Kenny could not be reached for comment. The rumor of FEMA presence prior to 9/11 was so stubborn that it took another debunking in a September 5, 2002 Boston Herald piece written by Stephen Scarro. Scarro recommends the X-File fiction can be separated from fact with simple research and checking of multiple sources in reference to the rumor that FEMA sent the urban search and rescue team to New York City the night before the attacks occurred, Scarro writes. But if you search further, you see that Tom Kennedy is actually Tom Kenny. Well, that's because Dan Rather said it wrong. An officer with the Massachusetts Urban Search and Rescue Task Force, and again, he was appointed as a deputy head of the emergency, according to the Associated Press, but again, who knows, they put out so many different stories. Apparently, Rather got the name wrong. Likewise, common sense dictates Kenny simply said Monday when he meant Tuesday. To confirm, the Herald called the Kenny home on Cape Cod and spoke to Kenny's wife, who said that her husband did not go to New York September 11th, but was September 10th. She explained that he was under extreme stress when Rather interviewed him. And we should note that the actual wording of the debunking accounts does not deny that FEMA was in New York on September 10th. It merely denies that the Urban Search Rescue Task Force was in New York on September 10th. We should note that FEMA were denying presence in New York City prior to 9/11, did not raise the possibility that there were confusion about the existence of a separate FEMA team for a scheduled bioterror drill, a drill which we have learned is codenamed Operation Tripod. It seems that prior to Giuliani's testimony, there had been scant monitoring of the bioterror drill. But now he's gone public on national TV and said Operation Tripod. And we had FEMA on the ground beforehand. But again, then they removed that transcript off their website, but we have the audio of it. I think I taped him in that testimony. I guess we have the video of it, too. According to May 22, 2002 press release from the New York City Office of Emergency Management, the tripod, or point of dispensing drill, was successfully held that day. The press release states tripod had originally been scheduled to take place on September 12th at Pier 92, which ironically had served as the temporary home of OEM shortly after the terrorist attacks on 9/11. The release also mentions that tripod exercises supported by the Office of Justice Programs through the Office of Domestic Preparedness. The Office of Domestic Preparedness was the effort assigned to Dick Cheney by George Bush on May 8, 2001, although reports indicate that Cheney never convened any meetings on this task force prior to September 2001. It seems that there must have been some sort of planning involved with the organization and scheduling of Operation Tripod for September 12, 2001. With all of the unpleasant news of 9/11, it must have pleased Cheney that the scheduling of this drill made the pre-assembled emergency team immediately available to the New York City, who would have thought of that. Well, they use so-called drills in case they get caught, then it's just a drill. It's like the CIA drill. Major questions exist as to why FEMA would deny being in the New York City prior to 9/11 without mentioning the 9/12 bioterror drill. These questions must now be addressed as the initial suspicions of those who learned of the Tom Kenny statement have been clearly validated. The coincidental presence of large FEMA teams in New York City at the location of Pier 92, which became the command center for the entire emergency operation, is disturbing. An alert press and a legitimate 9/11 commission should have raised the issue long ago. And it goes on to say, Mr. Vito Pisa, listed as FEMA branch chief, was contacted for this article. We'll come back, take calls, get to a bunch of other news. So, Rudolph Giuliani slips up and admits it, just like Larry Silverstein.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Stop paying over $2 an ounce for fresh wheatgrass juice at your local juice bar. Did you know you can grow and juice your own fresh, healthy wheatgrass in your own kitchen for only pennies an ounce? It doesn't take much space, just a small area of countertop, windowsill, or porch, and you can have fresh, juiceable wheatgrass in only 10 days. Growing your own wheatgrass is not only healthy, but it's a fun hobby too. Wheatgrasskits.com is your one-stop source for all your wheatgrass needs. Wheatgrasskits.com carries a full line of wheatgrass, barleygrass, sprouting, herb, and salad green growing kits, including a full line of growing supplies, mini greenhouses, manual and electric juicers, flaxseed grinding supplies, soy milk making kits, and much more. Go online and check them out at www.wheatgrasskits.com or call 801-375-2250. That's 801-375-2250. Wheatgrasskits.com.
By the way, here's this Kenny character on national television talking about how they got there on the night of September 10th and so could respond on September 11th. And we have Giuliani admitting all of this, and then we have them taking the transcript down. And so you don't just have all this evidence. You have them then lying, being caught lying, and then trying to remove evidence after they get caught lying again. So go ahead and hit that clip.
Tom Kennedy, Kennedy, a rescue worker with the National Urban Search and Rescue, which is part of FEMA.
We're currently one of the first teams that was deployed to support the city of New York for this disaster. We arrived on late Monday night and went into action on Tuesday morning. And not until today did we get a full opportunity to work the entire site.
Tell you what, play that again for folks. Play that clip.
Tom Kennedy, a rescue worker with the National Urban Search and Rescue, which is part of FEMA.
We're currently one of the first teams that was deployed to support the city of New York for this disaster. We arrived on late Monday night and went into action on Tuesday morning. And not until today did we get a full opportunity to work the entire site.
Okay. And then they denied all that and tried to cover it up, and it turns out government bureaucrats always mess up. They've put stuff out on their websites. Giuliani slipped up and said it. What do you think about that? We'll get into Social Security agreement reach with Mexico on cross-border workers. That's right, that just happened. Bunch of news on the Iraq situation. Right now, let's go to the calls. Let's talk to Rodney in Texas. Rodney, welcome.
Yes, and thank you. I appreciate you taking my call. I have
you bet.
Real quick point. You've reported time and time again that the compulsory military draft is right around the corner. And today, USA Today's news, they're saying 5,600 military soldiers to be called up again to be sent back to Iraq.
But, I mean, you know, again, a year ago, people would finish their term and they'd say, okay, you're being called back up. There was a clause. This is just a large grouping, this 5,600, and I'm not trying to go, ooh, I told you beforehand, but this isn't the first time. This is happening to, what they say, about half the troops. They won't let them leave. They've already served, and so this is a draft.
Yes, sir. I just want to bring that out. And one other point, you were talking about how the system, the educational system, is dumbing down the students, and I'm looking at the Orange County Register today, and it right here in our own state of Texas, Alex, they're talking about they're paying off the teachers to take these early retirements. They claim that they're stampeding to take this offer to early retirement. Now, my question to you is, what are they going to replace these teachers with? Some of their own psychiatrists and doctors and people from the pharmaceutical companies?
I have the AP in front of me. That's exactly. Already most schools, you spend a whole semester in the 7th or 8th grade with a law enforcement officer there. You write dossiers on your parents. You're drug tested. You're taught how to be a prisoner. Thanks for the call. Excellent points, Rodney. Gary in Tennessee, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Alex, you're doing a great job. Just wanted to let you know, I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday about that gentleman you were interviewing yesterday, Let's Roll 911.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't know nothing about it. When I was telling him about the plane being shot down and things like that, he's saying, what? You know, I gave him the website. But anyways, I wanted to bring up the point. Did you see that on CNN where the last guy that was beheaded, he was from Korea, wasn't he?
Yes. They just killed another U.S. military person.
Yeah. Anyways, they had a clip on CNN. It was a video clip of him about 3 weeks prior to him being beheaded, that he was putting down Bush and saying that Bush was there just for the oil and he was the real terrorist. Did you see that clip?
No, they had that guy on there saying that.
Yeah, they actually had him on CNN, a videotape.
Now, was he in Al Qaeda's hands when he said that?
Oh, no. This was just him doing this. It was like 3 weeks before he was abducted. He was saying all this stuff about Bush and...
That's interesting. Well, you know, like with Berg, he's obvious, you know, he's connected to two of the hijackers. He's working at Abu Ghraib. He's in U.S. custody. He works with these weird State Department people. And then suddenly he gets released out of custody and gets his head cut off. And it's the same paint, the same plastic chair as Abu Ghraib. I mean, it's the whole thing, folks, But this makes the torture okay. Well, we're allowed to torture because they cut our people's heads off.
Then I thought that was pretty ironic that the three guys from Turkey that were being held and they had 72 hours, as soon as the Turkish agreed to go with Bush, they suddenly released them. I thought that was kind of ironic.
Well, they have tens of thousands of Arabs that work for the CIA, and they play these dirty tricks, and if people don't understand that, they're naive. And all the evidence points towards the globalists controlling Al-Qaeda. They are Al-Qaeda. They're doing this. We'll be right back. Thanks for the call.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is your daily commute a grind? If it wears on your patience, you'll be amazed at how it grinds on your car or truck, too. Your engine and transmission wear away mile after mile and day after day. Hundreds of NT Oil Additive customers have reported increased fuel mileage. Fleets that conduct used oil analysis report up to 30% reduction in wear metals. NT Oil Additive is a 100% synthetic product made to perform. It really works. NT Oil Additive has been proven in many thousands of engines, manual and automatic transmissions, and other driveline components, even in two-cycle engines. NT Oil Additive was developed for industrial uses. It works in heat exchangers, air compressors, vacuum pumps, and air tools. Gearboxes and hydraulic systems can operate up to 18 degrees cooler with NT Oil Additive. Diesel engines thrive on it, too. To place your order, call King Oil Company at 800-647-4079. We accept MasterCard and Visa. The order department is open from 8 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday until noon. That's 800-647-4079.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The sun is getting brighter and the days are getting longer. Summer's just around the corner. What are your plans for it? Fishing? Gardening? Camping? I'm sure you'll spend more time enjoying the outdoors. And I'm sure the ticks and mosquitoes will spend more time enjoying you. It's not just itching and scratching we have to worry about. Now there's incurable illnesses like Lyme disease and the West Nile virus. DEET is proven to keep the bugs away, but it's also proven to cause brain damage in laboratory animals. That's not a choice I want to make, and I don't have to, thanks to Natural Answer, available at naturalanswer.com. You'll get a 100% natural, DEET-free insect repellent formulated by a mother concerned with the well-being of her children. Natural Answer remembers our beloved pets as well. Visit naturalanswer.com for your dogs, cats, and livestock, too. Make the right choice. Choose all natural, DEET-free Natural Answer for your family this summer. Visit the web at naturalanswer.com or call 254-235-8747. That's 254-235-8747. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. Thank you for joining us. I tell you what, let's just ram through 5-6 more calls, then I'm going to get into this whole other stack of news. And believe me, you don't want to miss this stuff either if you want to be informed. Right now, who's up next here? Mark in Minnesota. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing, sir?
Good.
Article from the LA Times today, Iraqis take legal custody of Hussein. This is what it says. And among those scheduled to be arraigned with Hussein are former Deputy Prime Minister Tariq Aziz and Ali Hussein, Hassan Mahid, also known as Chemical Ali, who they supposedly killed how many times?
Four times.
Said Salem Chalabi, the executive director of the Iraqi Special Tribunal created to handle the trials. Salem Chalabi, is he not the nephew, is it, of big-time Mafia Don Chalabi?
Well, you mean the head torture lord for the Shah, who then went, when the Ayatollah took over in the late 70s, who then went to Jordan and is a convicted bank robber. But these type of guys may have cut a few heads off in Iran, but they wouldn't be doing that in Iraq. They're nice fellas. And, so Saddam was put into power. Now they have former Baathists, his lieutenants, running the trial. And again, he's kept at the base under U.S. troop guard. Our government's appointed the new government. And then they call this a new free country. I mean, it's just, and they're not going to let him have any witnesses talk about how he was in business with the Bushes. It's going to be a staged Arab trial. And it's just incredible. Absolutely incredible.
In Salem, Chalabi, you got the same exact little crime family over there handling all this. Speaking of these trials, you know, one thing that I thought was kind of peculiar when I came across an old article that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, supposedly high up in El Qaeda, and supposedly he was killed, and then 6 months later, right before they launched the war, they captured him again.
Yeah, he's been killed and captured, I think four times. Well, it's like they killed Saddam's sons three times and then showed wax figurines of them. They've shown videos of fat bin Ladens and later admitted they were fake, and all these, some website uploads an audio tape of bin Laden always saying, agreeing with Bush, yes, I work with Saddam. See, it's on a website. He did it.
Now, what's interesting is, I've been wondering, what's up with all these guys? These so-called, LCA, captives that they have. Where are these guys? Well, I came across an article for Khalid Sheikh.
Well, let me stop you. We have a whole section on Prison Planet. I forget the name of the section. But let me just tell people about this. We have a whole section where they stage arrest of al-Qaeda members and then quietly release them a month later, and he goes, oh, they were actually CIA. They were just covering their escape. It's sick, people. Go ahead.
The only thing they would say about the whereabouts of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is he's in a top-secret location. I'm thinking, no kidding. Yeah, isn't the guy supposed to be dead? I mean, is the guy dead? Is he alive? What? And who knows? Maybe they could be saying these guys are dead to cover for him, too.
No, I hear you, and thanks for the call. They're all CIA folks. That's admitted. That's who founded all this. That's who stands to gain from this. That's who runs this. Some people are going, but Saddam bad, man. So what if he doesn't get a fair trial? Our government put him in power. It's like if you have a mafia captain doing evil things. And then the mafia don engages in a war to take over his captain, and then has a trial punishing his captain for following the orders of the don. The don is more guilty than the mafioso captain. And that's all we're trying to say here. I mean, look, it's like Slobodan Milosevic. If he's really guilty of all this stuff, which he is guilty of some of it, nothing compared to the Muslims, who are buddies then, now are enemies. See, it's 1984. Different enemies every day. Now Gaddafi's our friend. Tomorrow he'll be evil. It's the same thing. But if Slobo's so guilty, why has this trial been going on for 4 years? Why do they deny him his medicine? We've had his lawyers on. Why? Now that's a UN justice. And they won't. I mean, they'll give him literally 10 minutes to rebut for 5 weeks of testimony against him. All it is a kangaroo court, folks. And it just goes on and on and on. Well, we're not even going to do that. The globalists appoint a puppet government with a bunch of torture masters and school bus bombers and movie theater bombers and criminals of every configuration. And then they have a puppet trial, and they're saying they're going to kill Saddam, and we'll all celebrate. Good, we killed him. If that's even him. His wife says it's not even him. And if you don't know, the CIA doesn't stage executions and have agents and release them and do plastic surgery. You just don't know what the CIA's done in 100 other countries. Stop being so naive. Good point, Mark. Kelly in Texas. Kelly, welcome.
Yes, I just wanted to say I used to be a member of your forum on PrisonPlanet.com. Is it true that it moved to NW?
Well, sir, listen, I appreciate your call, and you can take care. I set up a forum, and then it turned into nothing but a gossip column. So I said, you know what, you guys, maybe we'll just let people have it. And that wasn't good. So you said, we'll just shut it down. And so my broadcast is not about spending 100 million years fighting with each other. I just do a radio show. I work 18 hours a day, many days a week. And I'm going to talk about forced drugging in the population. I'm going to talk about cancer viruses and the vaccines. I'm going to talk about staged puppet governments in Iraq. I'm going to talk about the government carrying out 9/11. Okay? That's what I'm going to do. I am not going to sit here and get into issues of little or no significance. That's my rule. Let's talk to Jerry in Colorado. Jerry, you're on the air. Go ahead. Yes.
Yes. I took the census test yesterday for what they call field representative. I worked on the census in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're doing now is they're sending out random long forms to everybody. Eventually, everybody's going to get one. And when you send it back in, you have to put your Social Security number on it.
Hey, you don't have to do anything. You have a Fifth Amendment. The federal court in Houston and you worked for him, so I'm sure you remember this, said they can ask one question, how many people live here, and that's for proportional representation in the Electoral College. And what the census is now is a giant data-gathering system for the NSA, and one in six homes got the 54-question survey.
Every other house out here in the rural got it.
Okay, well, according to the government, one in six. What is it? One out of 100 got like a 200-question one. Businesses got multi-hundred questions. What gallon is your toilet? What's your bank account? Where is it? How much money do you have? Does your renter pay cash? Where did they last live? What type of cars do you have? What's your net worth? Do you own firearms? And I had them at my door. I got the long form. And I had this young, zit-faced punk come to my door three times. And finally, I stuck a camera in his face.
What they had to do was come back three times.
Yeah, exactly. And I said, you get out of here. You don't ever come back. And he started threatening me. And I said, get out of here. Okay, I have a Fifth Amendment. I don't have to answer your questions. And then they said when the census ended in 2000 that they're going to have a yearly census. And that's what you're talking about now.
That's
you
what
go
they're
ahead.
Going to do. And they said that if they ask you why they need your Social Security number, we're not allowed to tell them why. And they didn't tell us either.
I know. It's just amazing. And
the next job they'll offer me is going around putting a chip in your head.
well, listen. For those who don't know, the census comes from Leviticus, just a number of the people, once every 10 years. It's biblical, but it's not by name.
Article 1, Section 2 of the Constitution.
And then it came into the Constitution to decide how many members of the House a state gets. And it's just how many people live here, not how many cars do you have, where's your bank account, and now you're saying, sir, they want your Social Security number.
And that's not identification. Your Social Security number is not ID.
There's been one charge.
They made me show my Social Security card yesterday and my driver's license.
Well, you didn't have to do that, sir.
Well, I wanted the job.
Yeah, but you're saying that they sent you a census form as a census member.
No. They sent me out an application, and I took a test to be a field representative.
Okay, I thought you were saying that now they want your Social Security number on the test.
Well, that's...
I mean, on a form.
To apply for the job, I had to show them... I couldn't just write it on the form. I had to show them my Social Security
card. Let me ask you a question. What did you run into when you were doing the 2000 census?
Well, most of the people, I told them that we were doing it to, you know, get your representation, and that was how they apportioned out the federal road money to fix the roads, and that everybody I counted was $6,000 in road money over 10 years we were going to get in this county, and they filled out the minimum number of questions on the form.
Well, that's
anything on the long form you don't want to answer, I just put on there, no reply. And all you had to do was answer the first five questions. That was good enough. And they said, okay.
But again, I answered one question, and the guy wouldn't take it. You know, how many people live here? And I told him the number.
You only had to answer the long form. There were 64 questions. Complete the form, you only had to answer five questions.
Well, on the back, it said that in small print, but there were case after case in the news where they would threaten people at their houses. I'm sure you heard about census workers busting into homes. You hear about that?
Oh, I've heard all kinds of stuff.
It was all over the news.
One guy over here went to somebody's house, and the guy read him a manifesto and held him hostage until the police came. And guys, none of that happened with me. There was a couple houses where people just wouldn't answer the door, and I had to go back there and knock three times.
Well, I mean, it's
after
best.
After that, I just didn't go back.
It's best, folks, in today's climate, more often than not, they're not there to help you. I have to be honest. If it's a cop or somebody with a clipboard or a solicitor, don't answer the door. And if they keep ringing the doorbell, just do not answer. I suggest everybody put a peephole into their door. I suggest everybody use Big Brother against them. You know, for $100, you can buy a camera and a little monitor. Mount a camera on your front door. Hook a VCR up to it. Don't put up with it. We're under siege, folks. Thanks for the call.
You betcha.
Good call. Good to hear from you. Yeah, I had local business owners on this show. They were getting like multi-hundred questions. I forget. It was over 200. Some people got 100 questions, 54 questions. And it would say, under U.S. code, you have to answer the first five. No, you don't. You have to tell them how many people live here. And then arguably under the Fifth Amendment, you don't even have to do that. And a federal judge even said in Houston, one of the few good rulings, no, you don't have to answer but one question. How many people live here? The census said 14 million illegal aliens, by the way. Folks, how many illegal aliens do you think come to the door and tell the truth, or come to the door, period? I thought the number's well over 30 mil. I would say even higher than that, but that's the numbers we've got. It's 30 million. Another 2 million every 6 months, by the way. Who's up next here? Dave. Who's up next? Okay, Bernard in Texas. Dave's gone. Bernard, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, how are you doing today?
Good.
I wake up every day and I want to pull my hair out. I'm a degreed engineer. And this thing with the WTC, you don't need to be an engineer to see that they're lying. I mean, the reason they call it pulled, I mean, one of the reasons they use that term is because they collapse the interior of the building first and it pulls the exterior inside and it minimizes the rubble. But, I mean,
that is the industry term to pull a building.
Yeah.
He says we gave the order to pull and then and watched it come down, Building 7, not hit by a plane. And they have the designer of it say this is impossible. They had university heads of engineering say it.
Let me tell you what really
And then suddenly, they all shut up and wouldn't give interviews. Go ahead.
Let me tell you what really aggravates me, though. I talked to my PhD professors that, you know, taught me, and they're better. And they're like, well, you sound silly here. They're so programmed to just follow the leader. It is, I just want to vomit. Every time I think about it, it makes me just furious. And another point I want to make is, you know, about all this money from the Iraqi oil is going straight to the Federal Reserve Bank in New York. But what do you think they do with all this money?
Well, again, publicly they just admit that large portions, billions a month, 100 plus million a day, goes directly to the Federal Reserve. And it's their own private cash machine. It's private. I mean, where did the $168 billion in gold go?
Yeah,
They admittedly had that in the World Trade Centers. It's admitted. But again, there's no discussion after the fact.
And then another thing is this Saddam Hussein kangaroo court. You know, there's no weapons of mass destruction. There's no connection to Al-Qaeda. And it's like a TV show. It's so damn stupid, it's not even funny. What are they doing there? It's just dumbest.
No, I
hear you. Pull my hair out.
And they've got former Ba'ath officials running it. Because the Ba'ath Party is the globalist party. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Anything else, Bernard?
Well, my last note is really the WTC. How can anybody not see what they did? Even a child can see that these buildings were taken down in a fashion that had nothing to do with fires on a few floors.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. And we had an engineer on that day, Jimmy Wright, who worked in the World Financial Center, lives, has a ranch here in Texas. I'm friends with the family. And he's on the air after they collapse. They're on a cell phone going, yeah, it's the most controlled demolition I've ever seen. But again, I mean, firefighter engineering came out. The oldest firefighter group in the country said it's a controlled demolition. It's a cover-up. This is impossible. And suddenly they said, well, we're not going to talk about that anymore. But Building 7 wasn't hit by an airplane, folks. Seismographs picked up bombs. The building fell faster than a bowling ball would fall in gravity because whole floors were evaporated by explosions. The firefighters said there were bombs. They told AP reporters they were told to get back. They're about to pull the building. Then the owner gets on TV, slips up, and says they pulled it. It's like Giuliani saying FEMA was on the ground before 9/11 now. And still they'll be... they slip up all the time. All the time. Well, I'm getting my twice yearly hiccups on air, ladies and gentlemen. Well, this will be the next fun hour. drink some coffee down the wrong way. Oh, boy. Well, let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in Louisiana. Jeff, welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing there?
Good.
Listen, did you get my emails about Larkin Rose, about what they've done to him now?
Well, Larkin Rose has exposed the fraudulent tax system, and I know they raided him for videos he'd made exposing it. It's all part of the new freedom. But no, what's happened to him now?
No, what they're doing, they're charging him with kiddie porn. And I think they're trying. It's just another method they're using trying to shut him up.
Where did you see that report?
I sent you a couple emails.
Was it in the newspaper?
Yes, there was an article in the paper. It was from Philly.com about him being charged. And there was another article from some website called ClaireWolf.com. There was something there about it.
Well, I will try to check that out, but
I send the tips at InfoWars.com.
Well, they did the same thing with one of the, you know, head U.S. inspectors who was blowing the whistle. I mean, they keep, and again, folks, they can put anything they want on your computer. They can do anything. And, I mean, they've raided him a bunch of times and admitted, oh, it's your videos, tell lies about the IRS. I mean, they've raided him a couple times, and that's what makes this, that's what makes me believe it is a fraud, is because, I mean, here you have this guy being raided for no reason before, and then he starts beating their rap, and they are so afraid of him because he's so dead on. I need to interview him. Well, I guess yeah. Is he in their custody?
No, as far as I know, he's not in custody. I urge people to go to his website, taxableincome.net, and download. You can download his mini CD for free. And
they're really scared. You got 40 million non-filers now. They know it's a private Federal Reserve front. They can do this to anybody. It's so scary. We'll be right back. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, InfoWars.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are now tens of millions of people awake in America, hundreds of millions worldwide of the New World Order. They can't get all of us. They can't frame all of us. They can't demonize all of us. All they can try to do is discredit anyone who talks about freedom. And it's not working. The evil is obvious. And the only thing stopping the globalists from moving forward to frame people en masse and to arrest people en masse, to call us terrorists, whatever, is that they don't have enough minions, enough servants that are willing to frame enough abject criminals in the FBI and the BATF and the federal marshals and the state police. That's why they're trying to get the CIA into every major city to pick out the corrupt cops, to create the squads of frame-up groups. Though the corruption is getting more and more widespread, and we're in a fight here, folks. The globalists were not going to keep are not going to stop pushing. They're not going to keep their hands tied behind their back. We have to stand up against them and expose them and expose the Houston crime lab and the Dallas crime lab and Tulia, Texas. I mean, right here where I live, all the frame-ups, whole neighborhoods arrested, no drugs found, people given 20 to 90 years in prison. Houston crime lab framing thousands, Dallas police throwing bags of chalk in people's random vehicles, and then the crime lab certifying all this cocaine, and, the FBI in Boston running murder for hire, and the prostitution and the rest of it, and the L.A. police, and all this corruption. We've got to educate people and stop trusting them. And we've got to get involved in the juries and grand juries, and that's a key area of voting rights. That's where we vote, not just at the ballot box, but not just the soap box but or the cartridge box, which we're trying to overt going to that, but in the grand jury box and the jury box. So it is frightening times, but giving in to these bullies isn't going to keep us safe. We have to commit and know that God's on our side and just pray that people in government will have their hearts and minds moved to join us in the fight against the New World Order. All right, I know we got a lot of callers, and the toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. And Al and Tom and Mike and Justin and whoever that is in Illinois, all these callers, we'll get to you in the next hour. I need to plug the videos and cover a few articles here if we have time before this hour ends. I'll actually start the next hour with a bunch of news, then we'll go back to your calls. There's a whole stack of important stuff here, but I have made 10 films. I have written a book. I have published a book. I have carry a bunch of other great videos and documentaries and pro-gun t-shirts and so many materials at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that are waking people up, that are affecting change, that are informing people. And I carry a bunch of new videos made by other great researchers. So visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and peruse the section that says titles by other great researchers and authors, or search the section that has all my films and books and our productions, and get my videos and make copies of them and get them out to people. Get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Get Masters of Terror. Get Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Get Matrix of Evil, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed, America Wake Up or Waco, America Destroyed by Design. You need to have these videos. My videos are $25.95 a piece. Order three or more of any of the 10, they drop down to $20. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. If you've been procrastinating, folks, help us get in the fight. Wake people up and support this broadcast. 1-888-253-3139. Or again, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or just write to me, Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, my friends. Third hour, ton of news. Your call straight ahead. So stay with us. Stay the course. Terrorism.